wooden box in the winter sun. A small wooden box sits beside me on the table, crafted from three types of wood, plum, mattai, and kauri, glowing red and golden brown in the winter sun. The top fits snugly and needs firm but gentle pressure if I am to lift the lid. I almost never do. I cradle it in one hand, lay the other across the top, eyes closed, body memory recalling texture and movement, remembering what it was like to touch one small, live, warm soul. It's been 2 years now. At first, I immersed myself in your image, walked past photos of you every day, until slowly I moved beyond the raw pain, the sadness. I no longer reached out as if my touch could wake you. But a week ago I stopped, felt the tightness preceding tears, felt compelled to touch the frame that has held its four wooden arms around you. And I thought, this is the time. This is the time to write of you, to write to you, my little heart, my elegant soul, my brave boy. Long-legged, black-eared, golden-nosed, one wide band of black glossy hair from head to tail, proud-chested, regal, handsome tabby face. In your younger days, you would go into battle with any who dared cross your boundaries, until the end, when you were content to watch from the window. You were nervous of people you didn't know. It took you years to stay in the same room with strangers, until the end, when any lap was a warm haven. You loved to lie full length in the sun. You loved sleeping on the bed, until the end, when stretching and jumping was an effort. Your bright eyes, pale, greeny gold, would gaze into mine like two souls connected, until the end, when you were blinded by age. Until those last 3 days, when over and over again you were shaken by the hand of some cruel god. You fell and trembled, lost all control and woke wet and bewildered, and each time all I could do was cry and hold you, clean you and let you bury your head in my arms. You deserved to go easy. The last thing I could do was help you avoid the hand that sought to wrench you from my side, was to help you slip away, peaceful. And sitting there, as the vet left the room for potions of sweet sleep, you lifted your head and looked toward the sunlit window. You were seeing something. Red and golden wood now shelters you. And yesterday I lifted the lid and touched the air above you with the tip of one finger. I felt a pulse of my heart, of yours, and passing your photo, I closed my eyes and kissed the frame. Tears rose and fell, and it was slowly that I wiped them away. 19 years you walked this earth, and now a small wooden box sits on the table. Who would think the memories of so many years could live within its walls? That's for Thomas.